From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump has tweeted the U.S. has been talking to North Korea and paying them extortion money for years. Talking, he said, is not the answer. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, meeting with his South Korean counterpart, insisted the international community is not done with diplomacy.
We're never out of diplomatic solutions. We continue to work together, and the minister and I share a responsibility to provide for the protection of our nations, our populations, and our interests, which is what we are here to discuss today, and look for all the areas with which we can collaborate with. Already very strong collaboration. We always look for more. We're never complacent.
Japan said it favors a new UN Security Council resolution following this week's ballistic missile test by Pyongyang over Japan. U.S. Disarmament Ambassador Robert Wood said Washington is discussing next steps.
There hasn't been any agreement on what kind of further sanctions we can take, but we're obviously going to look at a whole range of different measures to put pressure on Pyongyang. And we will work with our allies, with other partners, with China and Russia to see what more we can do. And we will look at what we can do unilaterally.
North Korea said Tuesday's launch was intended to counter U.S.-South Korea military exercises and contain the U.S. Pacific Island territory of Guam. South Sudan said American freelance journalist Christopher Allen was not targeted when he was killed during a clash with rebels Saturday near the Ugandan border. Allen, among 18 others killed in the clash, rebel commander Major General Matata Frank said his forces contained a government incursion.
We are planning a big operation to flush out these Matianganyor from disturbing our citizens.
The Committee to Protect Journalists called for independent investigation into Allen's killing. This is VOA News.